face. Without you, love, without you, I try. Somebody save me, I'm going down. And I don't even know how I survive. I won't make it to the shore without your light. No, I don't even know if I'm alive. Oh, without you now, this is what it feels like. Without you now, this is what it feels like.
Good morning. Let's get a news update right now with Eva Fragiscados.
Good morning. Canada's premiers are set to meet with Prime Minister Mark Carney on Friday. His press secretary says Carney's top priorities for his government include defending Canadians in the face of the trade war and supporting workers and strengthening the economy. Meantime, a federal election call is expected any day now. The Ontario hospitality industry is pushing for a pandemic staycation tax credit to be brought back as Canadians rethink U.S. travel plans. The credit came out in 2022 to help the tourism industry recover from the impacts of the COVID pandemic. Travelers were eligible for a 20% return on their accommodation expenses. A new analysis from Desjardins finds Canadians will save some money when the consumer carbon price ends April 1st. They found ending the carbon tax will shave almost 18 cents from the cost of a liter of gas, and natural gas bills will fall almost 13%. The consumer carbon rebates will end after the April 15th payments. In sports, Leafs host the Avalanche tonight at 7. The Scepters face New York tonight at 7. CHFI weather. Today, sun and cloud with a high of 18. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Showers possible late evening, a low of 9 degrees. Tomorrow, spring arrives. Showers a high near 12, but temperatures falling late afternoon. Right now, it's 4 degrees. On the westbound side of the 401, approaching Bayview Express, right lane blocked with a stalled car, and then approaching Islington and the Collectors, we've got the left lane still closed again because of a collision, and then approaching Jamesonville Parkway Express, two left lanes still blocked with a collision. South 400, south of Innisfil Beach Road, the right lane is closed for a stalled car.
Win your share of $50,000 right now.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
The Perfect Recall window is open in one of the easiest games you can play in the GTA, where all you have to do is remember the songs we play in a window that we just opened up for you, and you win cash.
Yeah, that's right. And all this week here at CHFI and the Pooja Gurdeep Show, we're keeping the window open longer, an indeterminate amount of time. We're not telling you how long because it's spring, so keep that window open longer. How many songs are we going to get in this window? We don't know.
I started off with Get This Party Started by Pink.
Mercedes-Benz.
Pink, the party has started. Late to the party here. Song two of your CHFI Perfect Recall is Felix Cartel, Get What You Give. Track them all, win the money when we close the window.
Wake up, kids, we've got the dreamer's disease. Edge 14, we got you down on your knees. So, but like you're busy still saying please. Frenemies, when you're down and you're friend. Every night, we smash the Mercedes Benz. First, we run. Can you? One dance left, this world is gonna pull true. Don't give up, you got a reason to live. Can't fuck it, we only get what we give.
That's Felix Cartel, Get What You Give, the second song in our Perfect Recall window. Hopefully you're keeping tracks of the songs we're playing. Each song is worth cash. Your share of $50,000. And how long will that window be open? We're going to find out.
Feel Good Moments with the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
On 98.1 CHFI.
Today is Satisfied Staying Single Day. So this day was made for you. Did you make up this day? Did you submit this day?
No, I swear I didn't. Somebody else did. There's other people who are satisfied single.
Like, tell me, are you satisfied with being single?
Yes. Quite satisfied most of the time.
Most of the time?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not like an absolute, right? Like, being single is generally great. I think it's a much, you guys tell me if I'm wrong. I think it's a lot less stress in life when you're single as opposed to in a relationship.
Because
relationships are great. zero convincing.
Yeah. Producer Steph's right on board with that.
The jury made their mind up.
Yes.
Opening statements. Yeah. I mean, relationships can be wonderful, but they also do come with inherent stresses and arguments and compromises built in.
They do. I guess you could also argue if I'm playing devil's advocate that, you know, some of the stresses of life are also taken away by having a partner, right? That you can, you know, talk to and have somebody to confide in and have them there to support you. So some of those stresses also kind of melt away because you have somebody to share it with.
If you got a good one.
Yeah.
Can I tell you guys though, like, I actually, this is a moment of, I'm not just being silly here. Like, there are times, cause like, there's me and two other guys in the group that are like still single in our early 40s. Everyone else is married with kids and stuff. And the conversation does come up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There are times where like, and I see, you know, and it's happened recently this week. I've had friends reach out to me and tell me about two people I know that are getting divorced. I just found out this week, like, it's separate relationships. And we're at that age now where like, friends are on their second marriages, like a handful of friends, you see the pain they go through with divorce, and it's tough. So there are times I feel for them and I sit back and I go, man, like, this is brilliant that I've stayed single. This is really smart on my part.
I'm amazing.
Yeah. But yeah, there's times where I'm just like, man, I'm so glad I didn't do that. But then there's other times where like almost like a shiver goes through my body and I have this like future forward look of me at like 55 or 60 and I just have these pangs of regret where I'm like, what have I done? Like, I didn't get married. I didn't leave a legacy. I don't have any children. Like,
whoa,
what am I thinking?
That's deep.
Yeah. So I don't know. I've experienced both feelings of like, this is super smart and forward thinking that I'm single, or is this the biggest mistake of my life that I'm going to regret? And I genuinely don't know which is right.
I think life is what you make it. And I think that whether you're with somebody or whether you're single, you will find a way to be happy and to be grateful. You're that person. That's how you're built. So I feel like you don't have to worry about that.
That's the micro view. And I agree. I just tend to live day to day without projecting and thinking, because who knows what the heck is in store in 5 years, right? Like, you can't plan it all.
You don't know. And then there is something about being in love. There really is. There's something there that, you know, you're high on a happy vibe. That's why I love love.
Oh boy, all roads.
It's so beautiful.
I have no comment.
98.1 CHFI.
All right, we are still rolling. CHFI Perfect Recall. This is song 3, Irene Cara, Flashdance. What a feeling.
Hurts when there's nothing but a slow, glowing dream that your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried, silent tears full of pride, in a world made of steel, made of stone. Well, I hear the music, close my eyes, wrap around, take a hold of my heart. What a feeling,
With CH5 Traffic, I'm Eva Fragiscato. Ongoing issues if you're west on the 401. Approaching Bayview Express, the right lane is blocked. And then approaching Keele and the Collectors, right lane also blocked. And then approaching Islington Collectors, the left lane is still blocked because of a collision. South 400, south of Innisfil Beach Road, the right lane closed for a stalled tractor trailer. And East 403, east of the Lincoln Alexander Parkway, we've got a couple lanes there blocked now because of a collision. Visit Shoppers Drug Mart today for the bonus redemption event. Get more for your PC Optimum points in-store and online. Restrictions apply.
One of Hollywood's most prolific comedians hits the stage May 15th, the Avalon Theater at Falls View Casino.
I don't want you to be insulted tomorrow when I don't recall this conversation.
Paul Reiser, widely celebrated for his roles in hit shows Mad About You and Stranger Things, will make you laugh.
Oh, no, I can hear you, and it's nice to see you. I'm just saying it's not going in, whatever the hell you're saying right now.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. Paul Reiser, live May 15th, the Avalon Theater at Falls View Casino.
Greetings from New Jersey. We're here to welcome you to culture-rich cities and time-honored towns, boardwalks and beautiful beaches. Enjoy thrill rides, casinos, spectacular shopping meccas, and of course, our famous Jersey Shore. Plan your vacation at visitnj.org/CA.
Until March 26th, save up to 60% at the Marks This Is Big event. Save big on your favorite brands with a wide selection of jeans, hoodies, jackets, hiking shoes, and more. This Is Big event. On now at marksandmarks.com.
Ugh, traffic. Uncomfortable, am I right? Look, I can't get you home any sooner, but what I can do is make your life more comfortable when you get there. That's because Leon's Comfort Sale is on. Wait for it. Now, get 50% off select sofas and sectionals like the Jessica sofa, only $6.99, or 50% off select mattresses. Plus, get amazing offers on financing. Now, honk the horn. Let them know you have a sale to get to. Leon's. Now that's comfortable. Visit leons.ca today.
Craving meaty with a side of cheesy and something satisfying to sip at Tim's? Make a meal of it with Tim's new 3-meat hat trick flatbread pizza, new garlic bread, and a peach lemonade quencher. Try it today at participating restaurants in Canada for a limited time.
It's time for Tim's.
Hands up. Who's ready for ultimate casino fun? Well, it's right there in the palm of your hands with Betano, your ultimate online casino. Now over 3,000 casino games at the tip of your fingers just waiting for you, including Big Bass Crash and Lucky Fortune, and new games added daily. For the most fun you can have, hands down, the game starts now at Betano, your ultimate online casino. Must be 19 or older. Please play responsibly. Ontario only.
Toronto Hydro has what you need to stay safe and informed during power outages. For updates 24/7, visit torontohydro.com/outage hub.
Remember these songs and you can win your share of $50,000.
Play CHFI Perfect Recall,
where every song you remember is worth cash.
Like this one.
98.1 CHFI.
That's Ariana Grande, One Last Time, song number 4 in our Perfect Recall window. Make sure you're writing them down.
I was a liar, I gave into the fire. I know I should have fought it, at least I'm being honest. Feel like a failure, cause I know that I failed you. I should have done you better, cause you don't want to lie. I got nothing.
Perfect Recall.
Have you been keeping track of the songs we're playing? Call 416-872-CHFI now and tell us the songs in this Perfect Recall.
Be caller 16 to win instant cash for each song, including this one.
Michael Bublé closes it out with Everything.
You're a falling star, you're the getaway car, you're the line in the sand when I go too far. You're the swimming pool on an August day, and you're the perfect thing to say. And you play it cold, but it's kinda cute. Oh, when you smile at me, you know exactly what you do. Baby, don't pretend that you don't know it's true, 'cause you can see it when I look at you. And in this crazy life, and through these crazy times, you make me sing your every line, your every word, your everything. You're a carousel, you're a wishing well, and you light me up when you ring my bell. You're a mystery, you're from outer space, you're every minute, my every day. And I can't believe that I'm your man, and I get to kiss your baby just because I can. Whatever comes our way, I will see it through, and you know that's what all love can do. In this crazy life, and through these crazy times, you make me sing your every line, your every word, your everything. You're everything. You're every song, and I sing along, 'cause you're my everything.
Share of $50,000 right now.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Yes, Perfect Recall. We are keeping the window open a little bit longer sometimes. This hour was one of those times, and I have got Simone on the line. Simone, how are you this morning?
I'm wonderful.
Are you at work? Are you at home? Whereabouts are you?
I'm at work.
You're at work? Are you allowed to be on the phone right now? Are you talking quietly?
I'm not working in the office.
Okay. All right, Simone. So tomorrow, first day of spring, do you got big plans?
Nope.
No? What about if you pick yourself up $500 this morning? Big plans tomorrow?
Exactly. I will be going to dinner.
Oh, nice. That's amazing. And whereabouts are you from, Simone?
Brampton.
Okay, so you got all five songs, you think?
I believe so.
Okay, let's check this out. Here we go with our perfect recall. Simone Lawrence of Brampton, what was song number one?
Okay, let's get the party started.
All right, song number two?
Felix Cartel, Get What You Give.
Okay, we're on a roll right now. What was song number three?
What a Feeling by Irene Cara. It's C-A-R-A.
One more time. What was that one?
What a Feeling.
By
Irene, and her last name is C-A-R-A.
I can't give it to you because you forgot a word. It is Flashdance. What a Feeling. That's okay. We got two more to go. What was song number four, Simone?
One Last Time by Ariana Grande.
All right. We got that one. And our final song this hour
is Michael Bublé, Everything.
Yay! You got yourself $400. That's amazing. You can still go out for dinner. A really nice dinner with $400.
I can. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Simone. Thank you so much for playing. It is that easy.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Your next winning hour is coming up at 8 this morning.
98.1 CHFI.
Hope your morning's off to a great start. Let's get your news right now with Eva Fragiscados.
Good morning. Premier Doug Ford will name his new cabinet today. It's still unclear if there will be minor changes or a major shakeup. Ford has been increasing the size of his cabinet since he was first elected in 2018. And earlier this month, he said he didn't plan to trim it. New analysis from Desjardins suggests Canadians will see relief at the gas pumps when the consumer carbon price ends next month. Desjardins says when the consumer carbon levy ends on April 1st, 18 cents will be dropped from the cost of a liter of gas. Natural gas bills are expected to fall almost 13%, and grocery prices will eventually drop as the gas prices will make transportation cheaper. Tesla has been dropped from the Vancouver International Auto Show over safety concerns. The executive director of the show says Tesla didn't pull out voluntarily, so they took action in light of the recent escalating events throughout North America, such as the Tesla takedown protests. In sports, Leafs host the Avalanche tonight at 7. The Scepters face New York tonight at 7. CHFI weather. Today, sun and cloud with a high of 18. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Showers possible late evening, a low of 9 degrees. Tomorrow, spring arrives. Showers a high near 12, but temperatures falling late afternoon. Right now, it's 4 degrees. On the East 403 at the Link, we've got the right lane and the ramp lane closed off for a collision. Girard both ways from Yonge to Church is still closed for a fire investigation. West 401, a lot of problems there on the West 401 approaching Keele. Collectors, right lane is closed. Approaching Islington Collectors, the left lane is shut down, so really heavy through there. And South 400, south of Innisfil Beach Road, the right lane is still blocked with a stalled tractor trailer.
In my heart for lockdown, for lockdown, oh lockdown. Yo, you sweet life, phantom, phantom. If I tell you, say I love you, no day for me, young girl, oh young girl. No, tell me, no, 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 oh, 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 baby, come give me your lo, 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 oh, 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 oh. You got me like, oh, 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 oh. Shawty, come give me your lo, 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 lo. Phone, phone, phone. When you know I'm phone, phone, phone. Then I start to feel a bum, number one. Mm-hmm. But she did give me small, small one. I know, say she stop it, but the down one, one. Mm-hmm. But she feeling insecure, cause her friends, could they got my light chain, go on. Mm-hmm. Could they got my light chain, go on.
So have you heard of the Great Cousins Decline? This is basically an article that came out recently that points to how we don't really talk to our cousins. Many of us don't really know our cousins. There's various reasons, from like distance to a lot of families just shrinking, you know, people not having as big families as they used
to. That's a global thing, like shrinking families, shrinking populations.
Yes.
So it's a cousins decline. It's a siblings decline. It's a people decline.
And if you have siblings, maybe you don't actually know, like, understand the need for cousins. You're like, oh, well, I already have siblings. Right. So those are the people I keep in touch with, not my cousins.
As someone who's got a lot of cousins and is close to almost all of them, having relationships with cousins is extremely beneficial, and here's why.
It's because of our distance to our cousins that they are incredibly important to us. Because of our differences in socioeconomic statuses or growing up in different home environments, cousins often make good role models. They often don't ask as much of us as siblings do, like monetary support, for example. And there aren't really expectations around what a cousin relationship is. Like, you don't really see that in pop culture. So they almost bring us like a more pure relationship in some ways.
I love the point about cousin relationships aren't defined in pop culture, because so much
true.
Of what we grow up with, we learn from pop culture, rightly or wrongly, and we put those expectations on our relationships. Like, what is a relationship with a cousin? I don't know what it's supposed to be. And I think of all my cousins. I have 36, by the way.
Whoa!
36 first cousins. I've met all of them. I'm close with most of them. I've traveled around the world to be with them. We've done trips to different locations.
You have like a group chat with your cousins?
Yeah, absolutely. And like, I have different relationships with all of them. And there are no expectations, but they're beautiful relationships.
Is it because it's cultural, you think? Because I know, like, you know, growing up South Asian in our community, everybody, first of all, everybody's a cousin, everybody's an uncle, everybody's an auntie. Like, you can,
even if they're not related.
It's so true. Like, when you go to the corner store in India, like, you say brother, sister, uncle, auntie.
The
like,
guy running the counter is uncle.
So maybe there's some of this is cultural, where you just look at everybody that way. You know how important those relationships are. But with fewer and fewer cousins, because people are having less babies and smaller families, maybe these relationships are also declining and shrinking.
They're getting smaller for sure. Like, I think of my nephews, right? My nephews don't have cousins. They're all teenagers. I don't have any kids that I know of. And my sister-in-law's brother, he's in his 50s. He doesn't have any kids. So they don't actually have... Oh, now, they have people culturally they refer to as cousins, but they don't actually have any true first cousins.
I remember growing up calling some of our family friends like friend cousins. I don't know why. I just made up my own term for
them.
Is this
how you qualify us as work friends?
Yes.
Just step into the friends, Pooch. It's okay. No, who's the one with commitment issues here?
They're friend cousins, okay? That's sure. The way it works. But like, what about you? Do you actually talk to your cousins? I'm so curious. Is this one of those things where you're like, of course I do? Or are you like, I don't know anything about, I have a whole set of cousins that I've never even spoke to.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on the great cousins decline? Maybe you have a rich relationship with them. You consider them siblings, or maybe you're like, my cousins? Was done with them years ago.
98.1 CHFI.
Many times I tried to tell you, many times I cried alone. Boys, I'm surprised how well you cut my feelings to the bone.
Traffic. I'm Eva Franciscato's. Problems on the West 401 approaching Islington Collectors. Left lane still closed for a collision through there. And then on the West 401 approaching James Snow Parkway in the Express, two left lanes. They are blocked because of an accident. You'll find it quite slow through that stretch. South 400, south of Innisfil Beach Road, part of the right lane is blocked. That's all because of a stalled tractor trailer. Head down to Specsavers for their spring sale. For a limited time, get 50% off lens upgrades to create your perfect glasses. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
On Toronto's perfect music mix. 98.1 CHFI.
Love to meet you where you've been. I could show you incredible things. Magic, madness, hair.
look at that face. You look like my next mistake. Love's the game, wanna play. Good for a weekend. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Go on the Starbucks lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know I love the players, and you love the game. Cause we're young and reckless, we'll take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless, or your name. Cherry lips, crystal skies, I could show you incredible things. Stolen kisses, pretty lies. You're the king, baby, I'm your queen. Find out what you want. Be that girl for a month. Wait, the worst is yet to come. Oh no. Screaming, crying, perfect storm. I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Go on our Starbucks lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know I love the players, and you love the game. Cause we're young and reckless, we'll take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless, or your name. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. So it's gonna be forever.
Feel good moments with Pooja and Gurdeep
on 98.1 CHFI.
Well, do you even want a popular birth month? Don't you kind of want your birth month to be unique to you, so less popular? That's how I'm spinning it, because Pooj, you and I both have very unpopular birth months.
We do.
February is the least popular month to be born.
Okay.
And part of it might just be there's less days. So if you're looking at total amount of people born that month, there's less. So that's part of it. April is the second least popular birth month. That's me.
Okay.
And then December is the third least.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So is there any rhyme or reason to why those are least popular versus the others?
I'm certainly connecting some dots. The four most popular birth months, by the way, are August, July, October, Steph's birth month.
Yay! I'm finally popular.
And September.
Hey!
And the most individual, the most singular popular birthday of the entire year, September 9th.
Oh, so I think I know a person who was born on September 9th.
We probably all know.
We probably do.
And maybe this is you listening at home. I'm going to rattle off some of these are the most popular days to be born. September 9th, 19th, 12th, 17th, 10th, September 20th, 15th, 16th, and 18th. So a lot of September dates.
Whoa,
and
then that's a lot in September.
Yeah, and then July 7th also. Here's the thing. My brain, you know I'm a math person, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't help but start doing some, and you know, I don't want to take it there because it's going to make you think about your own parents. Don't change the station right now. But have you ever played the game where you think about your own birthday
no.
You count back 9 months? You're like, what were my parents doing?
I will tell you right now, that is not a game anybody likes to play. But if you want to do this with your friends,
It's only fun when you're playing with other people and their parents, because September be having all these popular birthdays, all these September days that are the most, count back.
I can't. You do the math.
A lot of people's parents were really celebrating New Year's Eve.
Oh.
Really ringing in the new year.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. And I'll take it a step further. My best friend, Mace, he's expecting his third kid due really coming up any day now in early March. All his kids, born in February and March, all within a few weeks of each other.
Oh.
I count back 9 months to his summer birthday. And I'm like, do you guys only celebrate on your birthday?
Oh, no.
He's like, it's happened 3 times. I'm batting 1,000.
Oh, my gosh.
98.1 CHFI, Toronto.
Baby, and if somehow you knew that your love would be untrue.
$50,000 with CHFI's Perfect Recall.
This week, to celebrate the arrival of spring, we'll keep the CHFI Perfect Recall window open for longer so you can get more of that fresh spring money.
Just how much longer? 15 minutes? An hour? Listen to find out.
Every song you remember is worth cash. And the more songs you recall, the more money you make.
Listen every day to win at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4. Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens. Then call to win.
Oh, my God!
Get your share of $50,000. It's easy.
CHFI's Perfect Recall.
From 98.1 CHFI.
Are you someone who likes grocery shopping?
Even if you do, there's probably always something else that needs to get done.
Our friends at Walmart Online Grocery might be able to lend a hand with the delivery pass and its 90-day free trial.
And for new customers, you could get $15 off your first four online grocery orders.
That's the same low price online as in-store with no markups.
All you have to do is use promo code SPRING60. All right, so how much time do you spend in a given week grocery shopping?
A lot.
Okay, thanks for the specific math. You said there'd be no math. I'm going to put mine at 90 minutes, which means if I got that time back, I could watch three 30-minute episodes on streaming. I'm probably just going to stare off into space.
I would just like look at my to-do list and then think about all the things I have to do.
Wait, but you have 90 minutes to actually get something done.
I know, but I like to like just look at it.
Okay, well, introducing the delivery pass and its 90-day free trial.
You could get unlimited free same-day grocery delivery in as little as 2 hours.
Try Walmart Online Grocery and sign up for the delivery pass trial at walmart.ca.
Alpine News Network is here live with one of our superheroes.
I don't want to say I'm a big deal, but I am a superhero. I love helping people consolidate their debts, and that's what I did for the Smiths. I took their bills and zoom! Wa-bam! Zap! Turn them into one low monthly payment. No, the sound's not necessary, but it's part of the fun.
Own your home, need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Just for license 12616.
The home show may be over, but the deals are not. Appliance Canada has held over all of our home show offerings from now until March 23rd. Cook up the savings with KitchenAid appliances and save up to $500, plus additional savings available in store. Ask about our special financing offer available for qualifying packages on approved credit. Appliance Canada, Canadian owned and operated since 1983. Visit appliancecanada.com.
10 treks to grandma and grandpa's.
30 midnight drives that became lullabies.
40 road trips to find the best fish and chips.
Measure your RAV4's comfort and memories, not just mileage. It's time to Toyota. Lease a 2025 RAV4 LE all-wheel drive from $104 weekly for 36 months at 5.69% with $2,500 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Ontario Toyota dealer today.
By 2050, new cancer cases are projected to rise by 77%. It's why the Princess Margaret is reigniting our commitment to transform cancer outcomes in a quest we call Carry the Fire. But we can't achieve this alone. We need your help. Together, let's carry the fire for a world free from the fear of cancer and give every cancer patient brighter tomorrows. Donate to the Princess Margaret Cancer Foundation at carrythefire.ca.
At the luxurious Inn on the 20 in Jordan Village, they're not fooling around. It's no joke. Enjoy a no-fooling getaway for an April escape at an exceptionally low rate. Stay at Inn on the 20 and explore over 30 wineries, fine dining, boutique shopping, and a world-class spa. Book by April 11th to take advantage of incredible savings. Valid for stays April 1st to 30th. Details at innonthe20.com.
One chance, one perfect find. Curated styles from your favorite brands. Once it's gone, it's gone. Final Rack Sale starts March 20th and ends April 2nd. In-store and online. Sporting Life, where sport meets style.
Even the smallest business can face big risks. Get a business insurance quote at Zensurance.com in minutes and receive a $20 gift card using the referral code RADIO. Zensurance policies starting at $19 a month. Be protected. Be Zen.
Back pain again? Must be from that run. 2 weeks ago? Maybe I pulled something sneezing. Could it be my mattress? Nah, it was definitely the sneeze.
It's your mattress. It's impacting your sleep. Stop playing the blame game.
Instead, get up to 15% off almost all lifestyle adjustable bases. For a limited time only, restrictions apply. Speak to a sleep expert for details. Only at Sleep Country.
Starting your day with the Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on 98.1 CHFI.
Toronto's perfect music mix.
I'm at a payphone trying to call home. All of my change I spent on you. Where have the times gone, baby? It's all wrong. Where are the plans we made for two? Yeah,
Eva Fragiscatos, what's happening?
Good morning. Premier Doug Ford will name his new cabinet today. It's still unclear if there will be minor changes or a major shakeup. Ford has been increasing the size of his cabinet since he was first elected in 2018, and earlier this month he said he didn't plan to trim it.